Grace to you and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ, our Advent King, sent by the Father to bless us. We meditate this morning on verses from Mark chapter 10, beginning at verse 35. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. "Teacher," they said, "we want you to do for us whatever we ask." "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. They replied, "Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory." "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said. "Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared." When the ten heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." This is the word of the Lord. We bow our heads in prayer. Lord Jesus, grant us repentant hearts, fully ready for the advent of our King. Amen. Please be seated. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Advent King, dear preparing Christians, they say that your whole life will flash before your eyes at the moment of death. And I'm waiting for the executioner's sword in those last few moments from its high flashing point to my neck. And my life is flashing before me, and I'm thinking about my brother John. And those days we walked and talked with Jesus. And how patient he was. I have really only one regret my whole life. And that's that stupid question that John and I, with our mother, asked of Jesus. I can't believe we would ask such a selfish question. But the way Jesus answered, "You have to love the Lord for the love he shows people like me." He kept telling us he was going to die and rise again, and we just weren't hearing it. He had just talked to the rich young man. You might remember that a couple weeks ago. You heard about that. The rich young man, and he's trying to straighten him out because he wants to put all his faith and hope in his riches. And the man went away, didn't learn the lesson, and now Jesus has to teach us the same thing, and we're his disciples. We're Peter, James, and John. Were we ever full of ourselves? We just thought inner circle, we'd get ahead of the rest, John and I. Our mother thought this was a great idea too. I'm so embarrassed to have to admit that we asked Jesus a question like this. He had just told us about his suffering and death. And what do? We come to him and say a question because we know he's not going to like it. So we basically ask for a blank check. You believe that? Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. We're going to ask something. We just want you to promise that you're going to just give us whatever. Jesus could read people's thoughts. He actually didn't need us to tell him what we were thinking. We saw him do this over and over again with people, and yet I admire his patience, because he would always draw you out. He always wanted to know what was going on in your heart for you to know it too. So he went along with it. What do you want me to do for you? He asked. We just plowed right ahead. It was as if we weren't even hearing what he kept telling us. We totally missed those lessons about his death and resurrection. We missed what he said to the rich young man, and he told us this before. But here we go. Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory. Skip that cross talk. We don't want the suffering. We want the glory. You don't know what you are asking, he says. You know, he called us the sons of thunder. Another time he had to scold us. Remember that? Going through a Samaritan village that wouldn't welcome Jesus. So we thought, Jesus, what do you think? Shall we call down fire from heaven and just destroy the whole village? And Jesus scolded us and went on to the next village. So he called us sons of thunder. Maybe a question like this deserved thunder from heaven. But patient Jesus, he just keeps teaching. You don't know what you're asking. Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with? We can. And we didn't know what we were saying. Jesus said, you will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized with. And here I am, just waiting for Herod's soldier to finish the job. That Herod, he's so much like his grandfather. Runs in the family. Herod the Great killed all the baby boys in Bethlehem, 2 years old and under, to get rid of the king of the Jews. He failed. They all failed. Herod Antipas, my uncle. John the Baptist dared to say you shouldn't have your brother's wife. Off with his head. Just to please the dinner guests and that dancing girl that he swore to. And now Herod Agrippa as me, to please the Jews. And I'm right where Jesus said I would be, drinking that cup of suffering, being inundated with that baptism of suffering. And Jesus has to correct us. But to sit at my right or my left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared. I guess John and I were acting like, well, maybe some of you, when a rich relative dies and everybody jumps right in there to get the best they can from the estate. Or you get mad when somebody cuts in line in front of you at the grocery store or gets the best parking space. Oh, that just burns you, doesn't it? Your heart starts to pump. Don't you dare do that. We all want to be first. And here we are, brothers, John and James, doing that to Jesus. It's not the way Jesus comes. He doesn't come in this selfishness, this self-serving attitude for position. And the reason I'm willing to be here, waiting for the executioner's sword is because of what he told us next. The ten, they were angry. They wanted to be first. They just hadn't thought of it first. Everybody's like that, aren't they? Oh, Jesus, you're so patient. He calls us together, as he often did, and he told us this again. It wasn't the first time, it wasn't the last. He had to keep telling us this. You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. That's down, hard authority. But not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. Slave! Make yourself a slave! Then you'll be first in the eyes of God, serving everyone else without a thank you, without looking for anything, because that's what Jesus did for you. He says, even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. That's why I'm willing to be the first of the disciples to be martyred. By your tradition in the Christian church, it's July 25th, AD 41, about 8 years after Jesus has died and risen and ascended again, and I saw him with my own eyes. It's because he lives that I don't value life itself as much as I value life with him. When he laid down his life as a ransom, he shed his blood, and what does he call himself? The Son of Man. He could have said Son of God, but he liked to say Son of Man to be with us, one of us, Emmanuel, Christ the Lord, to identify with us sinners even though he had no sin of his own. The two Jewish courts, the two Roman courts, they tried to pin something on him with false witnesses, still couldn't prove him guilty. Pilate knew he was innocent. The Son of Man, not with his own sins, but your sins and mine, to give his life as a ransom for many. He died for me. When Herod calls for me and forces me, I'll wait, because I'm so anxious and eager to see my Lord Jesus, who died and rose for me and gave his life as a ransom for me. I'm ready to see you, oh Lord. In memory of James, brother of John, Acts chapter 12, verse 2, killed by the sword of Herod, the first of the disciples to die. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.